Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. I don't think I ever said this, but you know, Terry always says if you have a question, our phone lines are open. They're open even if you don't have a question. They're always open. We want to hear from you. Joining me today, two people that a lot of folks like to hear from. And one, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hello, Sherry.
Hello. So good to be with both of you today.
Great to be with you. And of course, Sherry is the one that introduced us to Chris Williams. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Grateful for it. Being a part of this has just been awesome.
Well, you know what's funny? I remember the day I met you, Chris. I was renting an office in our suite, and you came in to see if you could rent space. And I talked to him, and within 10 minutes, I thought, this guy is like a healing savant. You were so bright, and I thought, I got to have him. I got to have him at my office. So you're now part of our team. But, Steve, isn't that fun how we meet somebody? And so many of our New Life counselors are this way.
Yeah.
They are amazingly bright. They are kind. They are faith-based. They listen well, and they're a part of our team. And so,
well, in discovering the mind, the head, and the heart that go together, and really at the end of the day, I just believe that's a Jesus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and we guarantee that when people call us, you'll be with a Christian counselor who helps people over half the time. We're really grateful for that percent. No, I'm.
What would we do without you and your humor?
We would never hear anybody say that. But it really is wonderful when people need help and they contact us and we get to put them in touch with a great Christian counselor. Now, on October the 3rd, for anybody that wants to be happier, and by the way, wouldn't it be kind of ridiculous not to want to be happier? We've got a conference called 12 Steps to Happier. And it's all about the Life Recovery Conference, October the 3rd. Chris, myself, my own personal wife, Misty Arterburn, will be part of that day. It's going to be fantastic. And so please join us. It's kind of the only thing we do that we don't have therapists attached to it. So, and you can even attend anonymously, but if you've always wondered, what is life recovery about, and what is recovery about, and could I benefit from it, this would be a great day. And for those of you who want to go a little bit deeper in your recovery, October the 3rd, Life Recovery Conference there, and it's 12 Steps to Happier. Also, September is National Recovery Month, and so once we're through with September, we'll try to recover it, and your gift of any amount will send you the 12 gifts of life recovery, and I've been doing that series on Facebook Live, Going Deeper, the sign behind me, if you're watching on Facebook Live, Going Deeper. We do it every day, 5 o'clock, and then on Thursday at 11 a.m. is the new program, although it's been around for a month now, so it's not all that new, is Life Recovery Today. And boy, we're happy to be doing both of those. In the meantime, if you would like to join us on the program today, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. It is that simple. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams, myself, Steve Arterburn, we're looking forward to today. Be in the studio for 2 hours today so you can get through. And by the way, if you have a friend that maybe they just need a little encouragement, a little boost, we want to help them. So call them up and say, why don't you tune in to this program where they genuinely want to help other people. We'd love that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to call for 2 hours. And really grateful that you're on with us today. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Keffer, your phone calls. Calls are already coming in. 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to go right to Dale, San Jose, California. And the station, well, we love this station, KFAX. Dale, how are you today?
You asked that question. I'm miserable.
Well, you have called the right people, Dale. We've actually been miserable ourselves. Go ahead. How could we help today?
I have a niece who informed me the other day by text that she's been hurt by...
You need to turn your radio off there, buddy. And then there won't be that repeat thing going there. Okay, so you had a niece, and she contacted you.
Okay, I don't have the radio on.
Okay, so you have a niece.
So I'm really upset at this point. So if I get short with you, it's because I'm really not doing well.
That's okay.
So my niece informed me on a text message that she's been hurt by conservative churches because they don't believe in that LGBTQ thing, and they're against Black Lives Matters, and my understanding are Black Lives Matters protests, and so she was raised, her mother died in 2014 due to chemotherapy, and I guess the brain tumors that were in her brain, they didn't fix it. So that's even that reminder didn't help either. So now, but she married a man, so I'm not sure what to make of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how to respond to her. I've just finally been diagnosed that I'm autistic, and I'm just turned 65 yesterday, so it was nice to know that finally because of my struggle with suicide. But how do I respond to my niece who is choosing that I'm kind of queer, so I'm confused.
All right, so this is very tough, and let's ask Sherry what she's thinking here. Sherry, what are your thoughts?
Well, first off, Dale, I absolutely love your love for your niece.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She matters to you, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I am so very sorry about the loss of your sister. Because that was a big loss for you, right? And I imagine that sister happened to be somebody that was special to you, that accepted you, that loved you, that cared for you, and that's why you even have such a strong connection with your niece. So to have your sister pass away and to see your niece in distress and your niece hurting and actually hurt by some conservative views, I know this is one of those moments. I know this is one of those moments, Dale, that you wish your sister was there to comfort her or kind of support her as she's hurting right now and the complexity of her not being there. But can I just share one thing with you? There's one emotion that you shared with all of us. It was so brave. There was one emotion you just shared with all of us. And even though you've just been given this new diagnosis of autism, and I imagine that was like light helping to make sense of some things. But let me tell you one emotion you shared with everybody is you're sad. You're sad. You're sad that your niece got hurt. You're sad. And if that is the only thing that you bring to your niece and you text back to her and you say, hey, I am so sorry that you got hurt. I want you to know I love you. And I want you to know I'm sad your heart is hurting. Now, if that is all you did, Dale, if that is the only thing you did, you know what you would do?
Uh-huh.
You'd warm her heart. You'd connect with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Sometimes it's that simple. Mm-hmm. We don't have to fix somebody else's problem. We just need to offer some comfort when they're hurting. You can do that.
Okay. That I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And Dale, you're facing a challenge that many, many of us are, and that is living in a world that, and in a country that's deeply politically divided. And so how do we bridge relationship with those who mean the most to us when we see the world or believe about the world differently? And that's a huge, huge challenge. And so I do believe it takes courage, as Sherry was saying, as we're going to, as the scripture tells us, above all things, we are going to put on love. And so that becomes our starting point. It's not that we have to sacrifice our convictions and our beliefs at all, but what we're going to lead with is we're going to lead with love. And as she was saying, I just want to mention as well, is that there's loss in you and there's also confusion. My hope is that this diagnosis brings clarity for you. But even above that, you know, it's that you don't want to just lose your I believe it's your sister, but you don't want to lose your niece as well. And that's why you lead with love. And that's love will bring clarity to the situation that seems very, very confusing.
You know, I want you to hold on, see if we can give you some encouragement for you. But, you know, when I think about churches hurting people, I think about in the days of Jesus, Jesus was a crusader for people that were shunned and rejected, and the church was hurting them. A bunch of kids came around Jesus, and the folks just kind of following tradition said, get these kids away from him, because children were treated like possessions. And in fact, if you did not, in the Roman day, if you didn't like your child, after your child was born, you could set it out on the steps. And if somebody didn't pick that child up, the child would die there on the steps of some big structure. And then there were these women. Women were treated like cattle. They were not respected. And Jesus comes along and honors them, ministers with them, treats them with tremendous respect. There were people in his day, talk about racism, mention the word Samaritan in a positive way, and you were viewed as ridiculous or evil because there was so much racism against a Samaritan. And then Jesus comes along and says, let me tell you a story about the good Samaritan. The Samaritan is the hero in the story. So what's happening here is that there is a Jesus, there is a Christian faith. We do some hurtful things, you know. We hurt some people that believe one way, but not all hurt is harmful. And in standing up for what's right, you're going to stand up for some people that are being mistreated, and you're going to stand up for some other people that aren't. And when I look at Scripture, there are a lot of things that are confusing. But the thing that is not confusing to me is what it says about love, marriage, sexual relationships. And I'm sorry. A lot of people would say, well, we need to be more open about this. Sometimes the truth is not open to anything but more truth. And I've thought about this for more than 5 minutes, and I hate to offend anybody. God loves everybody like crazy. But you might be doing something that isn't God's best. And if you're not doing what is God's best, even though it feels normal or natural, then you have to change it. There are a lot of people that are trying to normalize. I just read an article about people who are trying to make it okay in another country for adults to be sexual with children. Now, there is no way, based on those feelings that they have for children, that that's ever right. And sometimes we just have to come down on the side, and it's hurtful to some people, but not harmful, on what is right. And the more our society erodes, the more difficult it is for young people to hear that. Sherry, you know, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you. That was so good. And as you were talking, I thought about Jesus and how he has actually said, be angry, but don't sin in your anger. It's Ephesians 4:6. And what that, when you look at that scripture, it's actually a double command. So it means to be angry against the wrong things, like you just mentioned, somebody wanting to have sexual relations with a child in any way, shape, or form is wrong. We can be morally angry at that, righteously angry. But the don't sin in your anger is another command, which means don't hurt people, don't hurt property, don't burn down buildings, don't, you know, those kind of things that cause somebody else harm. And I think, I don't know that we've done a really good job in our churches in farming out the difference between what the behaviors are that are causing harm. And it's okay to be upset about that, because mm-hmm. it's hurtful. It's sinning in our anger. But that it's okay to stand for truth, like you said.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called. And I'm going to send you a book I think is going to help you. And it's Healing is a Choice. I hope you'll take the time to read it. Hold on. We want to give you some additional help. And I am so sorry for people that get sucked into a philosophy, as your niece did, that's based on how we feel and has no regard for ultimate truth, biblical truth. Just don't even care about it. Let's go to Ed. Ed's calling us from Boston, Massachusetts. Great station, WEZE. Ed, how you doing today? What's going on?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, that's
how can
good.
We help?
I'm dealing with unwanted sexual thoughts and desires.
Well, all right. So, and you have a question about that? I'm glad you called us, if that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I was wondering, what do I do with them?
Okay. So, I think you've taken a big step right here in telling us, hey, here's what I'm dealing with. I love that. Chris, you know, you've worked with sexual addiction for a long time, folks mm-hmm. that are not even, you wouldn't call it addiction, but they have proclivities or they have struggles, and let's get us started here with this.
Ed, I'm going to jump in the deep end here, man. I think most, if not every human being at one time or another is definitely going to deal with unwanted sexual thoughts and desires. And I'm glad you framed it in that way. And before we go to the break here in a minute, I just want to prime the pump here. Most of our sexual thoughts, not all of them, but many of them speak to an emotional or relational unmet need. So what you have is some sort of true desire within you for something that's good that gets hijacked by the thought of a sexual experience taking care of it for you. And so some of that deeper work is going in and getting in touch with our emotions and getting in touch with our needs. And then how do we place that correctly and properly within the context of healthy relationship?
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from this break. Listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Ed is on with us. Thoughts he doesn't want to have. Feelings he doesn't want to have. Chris, you want to continue here with that?
Yeah, I think the two things that will... I'm going to go three. So, Ed, here you go. I'm going to give you some help here because I want you to lead down these trails. And the three experiences, loneliness, fear, and anger. So, you know, who are the relationships and how are you connected in your life? And what are you afraid of? And what are you frustrated with? Any of those fit, Ed?
Yes. Loneliness.
Loneliness. There you go. As we talk about often, you know, there is one condition in all of creation in Genesis chapter 2 that was not good for mankind. And that was to be alone. Where are the people in your life, Ed?
Yeah, they're just not there.
Mm.
You know, that is the most painful thing to hear, Ed, but I love that you're being so honest. And you know what? Yeah. That is the most honest wound that gets captivated by pornography. When I've talked to men who are in recovery groups for, you know, thinking about unwanted sexual thoughts, there's a group of guys that get together. They actually connect and start caring for one another and really are working together on getting rid of those thoughts. But when asked the question, what is the most captivating thing about pornography? You know what they say? It's not the body parts, it's the look on the person's face, the woman who is portraying, who's being pornographic in that moment. It's the look on her face that says, I want you, I need you, you matter. That's the seduction. And so it hooks guys who are feeling alone. It hooks women who are feeling alone because, like Chris had said, it's really about being loved, being cared for, and mattering. So I imagine when you started looking at pornography originally, you probably were captivated by it, right? It hooks us. But now that you're looking more often, and now that it's taking over more of your brain space, you truly are in a situation that you never thought you'd be in. Which is, how can I stop this?
Mm-hmm.
This is scaring me. Right? So what do you want to do today, my friend? What do you want to do today, Ed, in order to take a step towards stopping what's hurting you, these unwanted sexual thoughts? What are you willing to do?
Because awareness
anything
is
it
a
takes.
Good... Okay, well, awareness is great, and you're saying the right words there by saying anything that it takes. You know, we do a one-day workshop called Every Man's Battle, and it doesn't matter what the source or the focus of the unwanted thoughts, lust, desires are, everything that's said that day, it applies. So that's the first thing I would suggest. It's the most help and the least amount of time. So I would suggest that for you. I'll send you the book Every Man's Battle. That could be a big help to you. And I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible because I really do believe there is something to be said for taking a scripture and memorizing it, meditating on it, and it literally starting to clean up some of the stuff that's inside. But I know this, if you're going to change what you desire, you have to change what you focus on. I don't know of any man that's able to do that on his own, just by saying, I'm going to try harder, and I'm no longer going to look at these mm-hmm. pictures. And so you really do need the support of some other guys. And when you go to Every Man's Battle, that is the beginning of getting that kind of support. You get a band of brothers mm-hmm. working with you.
Because guess what? The guys in the group say, hey, buddy, hey, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you to be here for me so that when I think about acting out, I can call you. They also say to each other, you matter to me, because mm-hmm. they show up every week for weekly phone calls yeah. and support right. with. So you see how it replaces true connection with the false intimacy through porn and acting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And, you know, the other thing that pornography does, it doesn't just objectify women, it dehumanizes them. And I don't know what the word is, but it inferiorizes them. Men see them as inferior creatures, not the way Jesus saw them, not as equal, not as worthy of the same things as a man. And so part of healthy connection is having healthy views about the person you're connecting with, a woman, a man, whatever. And so pornography just destroys it. They did a study with these guys, 3 weeks that they were exposed to pornography, and it changed all their thoughts about the value of a woman in just 3 weeks. You can imagine what a lifetime would be.
And you know, there's another one that was done with 1,630 couples that showed that pornography is directly related to aggression and disconnection in relationships. Yeah. And don't we see that all the time?
Yeah.
Well, I've never said to a guy struggling, hey, let's work on that anger. And he said, oh, I have no anger.
That's true.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Unwanted sexual thoughts. It's not whether or not you're ever going to have those. It's going to what you're going to do with it, and being willing to do anything. First of all, you have to be willing to talk about it, like he was, and then you got to be willing to sit down, not on a radio show, but face to face with somebody, and be willing to deal with it. I've never had an unwanted thought about Larry Sonnenberg. He's in the studio right now. Larry, how are you today?
You lie about that. You lie about other things, too, Steve.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Oh, goodness.
What do you have for us today?
Club New Life. I'm still on a campaign to try to encourage folks to join Club New Life. But this letter is a little bit different because it's going to encourage Club New Life members to maybe increase what you give each month. This lady writes, I have increased my giving to $40 a month. It's so meaningful and a blessing to be a part of the New Life family. I thank God for directing me to your program. It's so helpful. I sometimes add callers to my prayer list. Such heartbreaking stories, but such help through Steve and the other therapists' insights and comments. So I just I spend too much time sometimes trying to convince you to buy our goods. in the way of joining Club New Life. But for all of you who have already joined, would you maybe give just a little bit more? Can you add $5 or $10 a month to the giving? Club New Life has been so integral during this COVID period, and we got to keep it going. Our general giving is down about $250,000 this year.
Already.
And if Club New Life could just increase a little bit more and help us absorb some of that, we would be just so grateful. And it helps.
Larry,
go ahead.
No, go finish that.
I was just going to say, we just want to continue what we've been doing for 32 years. And thank you for everybody who has been a part of that support.
Well, and you know, we've painfully even had callers call in that have lost their businesses, right?
Yep.
Lost their jobs. And so we want you to know we love you. We feel for you. We know that's going on.
And not everybody can do this.
And not everybody can. But surprisingly, we, like everybody else, are trying to keep the lights on, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so real. It's been so far-reaching. And so your appeal is one that's very real, and we can relate to all of you that's going on.
So, Larry, I got an email about somebody complaining about us asking for money. We're not really asking for money. We're asking for people to support us helping other people. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It's not just like we're asking for money. We're asking for support to reach more people, to continue to reach people deeper. That's really what it's all about.
When I call and thank people for giving, I say I'm calling you on behalf of the people who are having their lives changed because their lives intersect with New Life. And I'm not calling to say thank you for paying the light bill or paying our salaries. I'm really calling because what this ministry does touches people's lives, hearts, makes a big difference. You know, we had a devotional this morning Diane gave that was really impacting, I think.
Oh, my goodness, was it ever.
About being a transitional generation and how she's been that in her family. And we get people that are transitional generations for so many things and reasons.
Yeah.
So please help us.
Let's think about Ed, right? Ed called. Says, I don't want these unwanted thoughts, but didn't know what to do. And, you know, that gateway of every man's battle might be the first place he goes where he begins to get the truth and connection. So that's what we do. We're a constant funnel to help people get change.
Yeah.
So to avoid any more criticism from people about asking money, go back to the calls.
Okay. You got it.
Lawrence, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL is the station. How you doing, Lawrence? Welcome to New Life. How can we help today?
How you doing? Like I was telling this person on the radio, listening, I'm like a fornicator, never been married, but I always had these women that I'd be dating, and they want to have a sexual thing. And I said, that's kind of wrong. That's out of, because I'm a Christian, and I listen to the Christian channel on WFIL. And these pastors, they telling me about, you can't be a fornicator. You can't have sex without being married. And I've never been married, but always wanted to be married. And so I got about three women that fell in love with me. But, I try to tell them that I went back with my son's mother, you understand? And they all was Christian. They all was Christian women. You understand, and they have to. Well, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and so I just, I don't want to hurt them or anything, and I try to tell them that I just can't do that anymore. You understand, I don't want to hurt their feelings, but just two of them that.
So what's the question for us then?
Keep on.
What's the question for us?
How can I stop this? Dealing with these women and trying to just get rid of and just keep my son's mother, and that's it. You understand? I'd rather be with her, and I try to I hope that and I pray that we will get married one day, but these other two, I just want to really want to get rid of them.
So. Hey, Lawrence.
Now you'll need to listen. You'll need to listen to what we have to say here. Okay, so Sherry, let's help.
You know, Lawrence, my heart is breaking for you right now. because I think what might have happened, I think you grew up in a home where you didn't feel a lot of power. Your daddy wasn't around, right? Did your dad leave?
You got.
I know.
My mother never was married to my father. I met my father when I was 15 years old.
Okay, my friend.
So, yes.
So what happens is you've got a wound the size of Texas in your heart. And because you felt so powerless and didn't have a man in the household to tell you that you are a good guy, that you can make it in this world, that you are strong, and I see you, and I give you my blessing, because you didn't have a man to bless you in the home, you ended up having to step up and be that for your mom at some level. And so your mom put her full weight on you at times, and you had to carry a burden that wasn't your own. And so because your mom adored you, relied on you, now what's happened to you is you're living that out in your adult life. You've got women that want you and need you, but you're too scared to commit, because you don't want to be engulfed by another woman again. You'd rather just keep them at arm's length. It's like this, come closer, go away. Come closer, go away. And that's why you sexually act out with them, because you're looking for love. Mm-hmm. But you're struggling with this wound of your past that is leaking out in the present, and it's not giving you fulfillment.
Hey, you're pretty good, lady.
She is pretty good.
She's pretty good, all right. Yeah. But see, so here's what you ought to hear from that. Here's what you ought to hear from that. She has a PhD in psychology. She's a great theologian. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't even met you. And she could tell some things. So what that must mean is, there must be other people like you, and there must be a way for people like you to change and transform, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you know, I'm changing every day. I'm changing every day.
Yeah, but you called us because you're realizing that you might have an extreme limitation that says, I can't do this by myself. I need some help, and I think that's why you've called, and that's what we want to do. So, Sherry, what's your advice for him?
So I have to tell you, Lawrence, I'm smiling. My heart giggles because of how good it felt to have somebody see you. And I'm going to let Chris talk here, but I want you to stay on the phone, because we've got a new life counselor right near you that wants to take what I started today and wants to do a deeper dive with you to help you heal. Because you're going to have to invest some time, some resources, to go deeper with somebody who can help you heal that wound. One little change at a time is not going to happen. It's like the size of Texas, my friend. You got to get in and get some work done on that.
And you know, we only talk to you without even being with you for a couple of minutes. It's amazing what can happen when you're face to face with somebody who knows what they're doing, and they're looking at you, they're hearing you, they're watching you. It really can be the beginning of a whole new life. That's exactly why we are here. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Chris, you have a comment you wanted to make here.
Can I just make one comment? Yeah. So, hey, Lawrence, I know you're still listening. This is the deal, my friend. So you have a baby mama, right? Your son has got his mom. If you don't deal with this, my friend, your boy is going to grow up with the same wound that you have. Mm-hmm. I want you to be the guy that's going to change his heart, that's going to change the next generation, because you do the brave thing and get some work. So you don't, it's called replication. It's like it happens again and again and again, but you can be that agent of change.
Yeah, well, the history that we don't redeem, we repeat. And so that's the key here. And Lawrence, just really quickly, a couple things. I got bad news. You asked, how do I do this without hurting them? You don't. There's no way out of that. But by a momentary and temporary pain of breaking off the relationship with the other women, that you're going to have the good news of developing a lifelong connection, you know, with your son's mom, with your son, with God, and with yourself. And that's the work that you want to get into. And so you need to break these off. You need to get into therapy, as we're saying.
Come to every man's battle.
Every man's battle. And then one last thing. You need to put a sign on your chest, at least on your heart on the inside, that says closed for business. Because you have a big sign there that says open for business. And well, so that's really important.
And one last quick thought here of, you know, the question is, why not get married? Why not go ahead and marry the woman that is the mother of your child? Lawrence, what's the answer to that?
Plan. That's my plan.
But why don't you just, rather than plan, why aren't you just doing that?
I just think she said she had to think about it. Do you understand? And
okay, here's a question then: Does she have to think about it because she can't trust you? Is that part of it?
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. Okay.
And then here's the other thing: has anybody ever said to you, you have to decide what is going to be your priority? Is it having these women continue to pursue you, or is it being a man of integrity that has a child and you want to be a living example for this child? So, yeah.
Hold it, stop, because my son is like, my son is old. So my son is, he's living his own life.
Oh, okay.
I think he's doing very well.
Okay.
See, so
good.
Yeah, I'm a single man. She's a single mother that never been married either.
Uh huh. Okay. See? All right. See, well, I like what you're doing there. I like what you're doing, but the more you can tell these other folks, I just can't continue this, and please, let's just end our relationship here. They'll be fine without you. They'll find another person, and you will too. Then, more likely, you get back and you become the family with your son and his mother that you guys never did before. That could be a really amazing thing to have happen. Now, we took a little extra time with you because we care about you, and you're a very likable guy. So use that going forward. Get the help that you need, and I'll guarantee you, you'll never regret that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you hold on. We're going to send you some good stuff here. And I'm going to send you this little book Jason Martinkus and I put together, Worthy of Her Trust. And I think that can help you build the kind of character that you want to build that she could trust. And so we'll send that to you. All right, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio here another hour or hour and 10 minutes. And in the meantime, we have some things for you that literally could change everything in your life. Now, if you get a new car, it is not going to change everything. In fact, the statistics show a brand new car will make you happier for approximately 60 to 90 days. And then it's just a car. So we want to give you something that changes everything forever for good. And that's a whole new life. That's why we're called New Life. And this new life goes from being focused on everything on earth to having an eternal perspective, to looking to the future in heaven with God and His Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, when you come to the end of yourself, just like Chris was saying, bad news, good news. Bad news is, well, it's painful. But the good news is, it's not harmful pain. It's helpful pain. And anytime anybody recovers, I use the term extreme limitation. It comes about by realizing I have an extreme limitation and then realizing God could help me with that limitation. And then I'm going to let God help me with that limitation. And that's the beginning of a whole new transformation process. When we started 32 years ago, we said we want to help people transform. There are a lot of things out there that will help them feel better, help them look better. But what we want to do is help them transform everything. And that's the purpose of everything that we do. And, you know, here on this program, you heard Sherry. She just starts talking about this guy. She's never met him. And he said, "You're pretty good, lady." Well, you know, she is. And so are a lot of other clinicians. And a lot of people are wondering if, you know, God has a particular person for everyone. I believe that's true. And sometimes it's a psychiatrist that God has chosen for you. Or it's a Christian therapist who really cares and knows the heart of folks and wants to help in any way possible. And we just want you to call us and ask for that help. And I pray that you would do that. Jonathan Edwards said every religious experience begins with help. And I think that that's true. It really is the beginning. Because if I don't need any help, then I think I've got all it takes and all that's ever needed. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got Every Man's Battle coming up. And, maybe you'll join Lawrence there in Every Man's Battle. We have our wonderful recovery conference that's just coming up. 12 Steps to Happier is October 3rd. Every Man's Battle, October the 10th. And Intimacy in Marriage, October the 24th. Come on, just do it. Just call us. Let us. Maybe it's not an intensive, but maybe it's just a clinician in your area. Maybe it's a book that you didn't know you need, or you've heard about it, but you've never read it. We've got people that woke up this morning wanting to help you, but you have to call us.
Well, and Steve, I just got to jump in. This season of COVID and the incredible amount of disruptive stress that it's caused on us individually and collectively is unspeakable. 12 Steps to Happier Life Recovery Conference is to shift the needle back to health, back to perspective, back to understanding, you know, how we've coped sometimes very negatively with this season, but how do we get ourselves and the most important things to us back and back on track?
We can do it.
So
we have to do it together.
Register today. Just do it.
Please do. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us if you can help us or we can help you. We love you. We care about you. Thank you, Dr. Sherry. Thank you, Chris. See you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.